Yeah. No, the county doesn't. They have a list of around 12 vendors. Owners can put whatever they want, but it's all the same standards on it. So this house here on the corner. And this house was originally built or bought in 1972 by James Ariyoshi, who was the brother of soon to be Governor George Ariyoshi. And him and he went in with a partner, Bob Hampton. Both of them were vice presidents in Hedrick Corporation, which was the company that built La Pietra, or was the contractor for it.
Hi, everybody.
And so,
Good morning.
This is Pam. She's the owner. This is several members of the review board.
Hi,
Graham, Katie, and Nick. And this is Jessica, who works on the staff.
Okay. I have just gotten back from a long trip, so my place is not in tip-top shape, but you'll get the idea.
We live beyond that.
Yeah.
And I need to leave in about 20 minutes for a doctor's
appointment. We'll be quick.
Okay. And then my partner's here, and he can show you around, too.
So, okay.
And you can keep your shoes on if you like. Stone floor downstairs. It's pretty impervious. And upstairs, it's fine.
Okay.
Anything you need from me at the moment?
Nope, nothing. We'll be in half a minute. It's okay to just walk in.
Of course.
Thank you. Yeah, so they bought it as an investment. I checked the city directories. Neither of them ever lived in the place. And so I assume they rented it because they kept it for 5 years, just 1977. Then they sold it to the Seneff, Mr. and Mrs. Seneff. Mr. Seneff at that time is retired already. Mrs. Seneff is running the Carriage House Antique Store over on Kapahulu Avenue. And they didn't live here either because they had a house of their own right down here on Diamond Head Terrace. So again, this is a rental for them. They kept it at least through 84. That's as far as I went on the cash records. So it's always been a rental. It has been remodeled on the inside, but it does not have a roof going all the way across. In fact, it doesn't even have a mezzanine. So you can go in and take a look.
What's the name that they're completing the house?
The Ariyoshi Hampton.
Okay, so
and I called it apartment.
The first.
Yeah.
Contributing element. It's a contributing element.
Yeah.
Can you repeat?
This is the original doors on both ends.
Which way?
That whole space.
40 years.
Space.
We used to live in New Mexico.
Where?
Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Positas, Silver City.
I grew up in Corrales.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you know.
Yes.
And that's when things were cheap.
Yes.
You know, like Indian baskets for $30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at all this. Aside from that, are there any questions?
Sorry.
Relevance to today's visit.
The stair obviously has been changed, but it's the same location, same configuration.
Right. The old stairs had different height steps, which is a recipe for disaster, and it was funkadelic.
Yeah, the lava rock wall still remains.
With my partner Glenn Stahl.
Hi. How do you do?
Hi.
And then again, most all the kitchens have been remodeled.
The cabinets were here.
Okay.
The fellow I bought it from, he did a quick and dirty remodel, so the cabinets and those appliances are all the same. The island is new. One big change we made, Don, is there was a wet bar underneath the stairs, as you've probably seen in some other units. So we put in a storage closet because there's no off-site storage here at all.
Mm-hmm.
So surfboards, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the other big change is that we took the washer dryer out of the, I guess it was the utility room, and we put it
in the bathroom.
Oh,
outside
right.
Of the
right.
Yeah, I guess when they're
other
hillside in a different
way.
Yeah. So that's probably would be this hillside.
Yeah.
You want to go outside?
You can go outside.
More for historical designation.
Like you?
You can go outside if you want. Yeah.
Don, were you able to figure out, I remember last time we talked, like all the different owner options and stuff that are afforded for the... There's like
a I know, just from talking to people.
Yeah.
So like the mezzanine was an owner option.
Right, right.
And there's two different options on the stairway. There's the one we've seen that's got a great angle going up off the stair, and then there's also a spiral stair a couple of units have. I think I've registered two or three with spiral here. But this one has
kind of like
the original direction. So this one's nice, it's a corner, so they go.
Nice space.
And again, the upstairs is all balcony, the sunscreen.
Yeah. And some of them have a bigger roof out here too. Or
some have, yeah. And I don't know if that was original or not, but I've seen two or three units that have. They have they extended the lanai out.
Right
out
this way.
Yeah. There's usually a post in this corner.
Yeah.
And they have a covered lanai rather than an open lanai. But most of the houses have this way, just the patio. Do you want to go see upstairs?
Yeah, sure.
Bedroom still has the original beams inside. Then that's the half bath that's in all the houses. And the next house we go to is the first one I found with the half bath still
original.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
50-plus-year-old
bathroom. Yeah. I thought there was one last time that held some original like kitchen or fixtures to the hardware.
Yeah, some houses do. Most houses have.
Yeah.
But we can go upstairs to the press.
Oh, it's not original. Okay. No, actually, you know what?
Opens up to the balconies.
Yeah.
And she, I think, probably did this in the Southwest style. They got it. But it's always been it's usually a bank of louvered doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a number of people have changed those as well. Still have the original doors to this house. Some have original hardware. This one doesn't, but still a thumb latch.
Mm-hmm. Were there some houses that don't have the original doors?
There's one or two that we did. One last time that we went to.
Oh yeah.
Actually, she spent $30,000 replicating.
Here's
the way we want to go. It's all the way to the other side. So you want to go that way or this way?
Let's go this way.
Yeah, okay.
What's the percentage on the high?
Selling it. And originally Mrs. Wiedemann was going to buy two houses down, and then, no, I like this location better, so she bought it from Mr. Fan.
So she's second owner?
Well, second owner, first off. Yeah. And so she's been here, quite a lot of this house is original. Backyard is there to do what they want. And I think, like I said, I think mainly, even like the Guavas, I think the owners have put in. Yeah. You see a lot of homes with palms. I think, again, that's an owner. She's modified that at some point.
As in she added the bench? Or
yeah. And also, many of them, it just goes right here. Review board, Mrs. Wiedemann,
Morning.
Graham,
hi.
Jessica is the staff person, Nick and Katie.
Hi, well, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for letting us come.
It's up. As it is.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
We'll take a fast look around and
oh, yes,
we'll be
everywhere,
out of here.
Anywhere.
Okay.
Fine. I see you're just blowing the yard, please.
Yes.
We just started today.
Honey, I'm just going to leave this door open for light.
Yeah, leave it open. Fine.
Yeah, you have the original wood paneling in here, the original dry bar, the wet bar, rather, excuse me. Still, the kitchen's partitioned off with the mirrored partition. You have your
stairs.
Yeah, the original stair. Like I said, this house is rare.
Yeah.
And, they do have new cabinets in the kitchen, but essentially it's still the same galley kitchen.
Even the mirror was like...
No, this is original. No, all the houses I've seen that have a mirror in the cabinet. So I assume it is original.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I like the remodels.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the laundry's in here. The louver door, new handle here. Most of, if you go
yes,
around,
you
see
just
most
open
of the handles are loose.
Open the doors.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Mrs. Reedman for a long time worked with the Daughters of Hawaii. So she did a lot of the Queen Emma. Queen Emma did a landscaping in one little area, and Tim Hubbard did that. And so Tim Hubbard, the landscape architect, also did the backyard here.
He did the whole from the big brick home.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful. But the yard man came and cut down, he brought in the trees from the old fire estate. Out of Diamond Head.
Okay.
From the familiar trees. It was gorgeous. But there's some bug that was eating coconut trees and plumeria trees. And I had Don, he works for the Steiners, David Four, David.
Okay.
And their man, they've come and sprayed it and all. Aphids and all the trees. The tree is dying, I think. But it's this whole garden has been done twice. After Jim passed away, Meckler did some of the things, and that's why I got rid of the coconut trees in the back. Mm-hmm. But do you know, it looked better when it was left alone and I did it myself. And then this kitchen, most people that remodel, they have modern things.
Yeah.
So this is cut down, and this is all one big room. Mm-hmm. But with the furniture that I have, it didn't go. So the contractor made it Hawaiian, and I had bowls up there. People would come and beg me for the bowls.
Oh, I imagine.
And now they're selling their homes for big prices because they're featuring the bowls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Rosie Raphael's out at Kahala.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so that's supposed to be Koa.
Yes.
But he was from the mainland. So he did some cute things. This is cute. Little dishes that I don't use. This is like his little where to hide the things you don't use.
Yep.
We shouldn't keep all this stuff.
but if you have space for it.
We can go outside if you want to look outside fast.
Oh, do. Okay. Now, this is what's falling apart right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on this. I'm going to put a lot of giant Mondo in so they can blow the leaves over it. Because little plants, it will just die. Started the Bohemian Club in San Francisco, and then they decided to go to Europe to paint with the modern artists of the time, and that's where they met Robert Louis Stevenson. And so Joseph Strong married the daughter. Anyway, it's interesting. And we're into old history of Hawaii.
Not good.
Not political. This is all art.
Yes,
that's a good part of history.
Yeah. Here's the bedroom. Again, the original doors.
Handles.
The original handles on the closet.
You don't see the wet bar.
No.
Oh, and that's a bar. And
oh,
here.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes. Maybe. And there's another bathroom in here.
Jess, you have to see this. This is how they originally came from this little
bar. Oh, that's
bar.
Cool.
Wait, now. I should open this up for you. Here we go. This is
every
little
house needs a
bath. See, there's four Johns here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a powder room plus three other baths. So I turn the lights on for you.
Not very many of them still have this, so
yeah.
We like seeing that.
Yeah, that's they're
almost everything is.
Oh wow! This is adorable. It's just the right size with a very large sink.
It's actually a lot of counter space.
Exactly.
For
it's perfect for like a party to like touch up.
How do you know this?
Exactly.
And your bathroom here has the original cabinet. Like, man, I think the power. Oh, yeah.
Different hand.
Yeah.
So
this
nice.
I think
this is
the yeah, that's the original hand.
It's all right.
Have you heard from Ashley? She always sends me my first Christmas card. Oh, let me see it. She's a that's adorable. I think you and I should invite her to come and stay with us for a vacation.
Well, see, you can this.
This is last year?
Yeah, you may have put in the paper on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is a closet. There's that little jut that goes out on the lanai, and that accommodates this closet. And again, yeah, you have the original cabinetry up here, original lights. Hmm. Even the original faucets and...
Perhaps original wallpaper?
Hmm?
Yeah,
I know,
perhaps original
my
wallpaper.
First time too. I don't know that. She will know.
I mean, definitely, period correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are original. Yeah.
Some have.
Yeah.
But I think a lot did not have this.
The hardware matches the the closet doors
right.
too. The new track.
I'm gonna peek behind you.
Oh, go for it.
Thanks.
And again, original have your mirror back to back, sinks on either side.
Yeah.
But this, let's say this one, Mrs. Fung's house, and Mrs. Lau's house, they're all three original owners, and they're by far the most intact. And
Wow. You
don't see this.
All of the homes, though, the room layouts are basically the same.
Yes,
they
exactly.
haven't really gutted the interiors
of any of them, right? No, the spatial configuration remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one we passed on the way up that they have, and I'm thinking, I see why Graham may not want to draw, because they've changed where the stair is, and they've taken out the downstairs bathroom totally.
Mm.
And have a partition wall, so the kitchen or the living room still has the same sense, but it's now a different.
I thought there was one too that we saw where like either this wall or that wall was the opening was much wider or something. I vaguely remember one of them being like that.
Some people for a bedroom upstairs.
For the bedroom,
they kind of
it wasn't really flex room or something. So.
They widened one.
Yeah.
I think with this being a multi-property designation, though, it gives them quite a bit of leniency, right?
That's what we're saying. And I think I wanted to do this meeting to talk about that, but your meeting's so jammed.
Mm.
I think in the February meeting, I'd like to sit down because most of the board is not original to when we did the multiple property and just go through that and talk about criteria more as far as integrity.
Okay. Give us a heads up. The next meeting, I think, is a little bit late. I think we only had maybe four nominations started, but only one was No, two were fully submitted, and one of them we haven't been able to figure out if it's actually complete because they submitted every page as a separate document, and none of us have had the time to, like, download them all and then turn them back, and they're out of order. That's the other thing. So you have to download them all as separate documents, put them back in the right order, and combine them as a PDF, and all of us have been, like, too overwhelmed with other stuff to figure it out.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a deadline. Oh, I missed the deadline for the February.
Yeah, so the only one we have is actually a property that's already listed, but they're updating the nomination.
That's, we could have Mauna Kea carry over.
We could have Mauna Kea carry over. You all could just schedule that as a separate meeting. Or the other three nominations that were started, if we give them leniency, particularly the one that with the separate pages, we might have two. The other two nominations, I don't think we're actually going to get. I don't have high hopes that we're going to get them.
Yeah, so. I have eight in the works, but I guess it'll be the May meeting because I'm working on them now.
Yeah. I don't think we've heard anything from anyone from May, so it might just be you in May.
Okay. Well, the deadline's not till January.
Yeah, you've got time. That one, actually, they're doing the TCP study first, and they haven't submitted that yet.
Okay.
So, but when we get that, we should circulate that all to you.
Yeah.
Would you like to sit down?
Oh, no, they have to get going. We'll see a cemetery now.
Yeah. But we appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have it. It's in my car. Mm-hmm. But I can drop it off.
Okay. Hey, Don, have you been sharing with the property owners that if they have any substantial rehabilitation once it's listed, they could be eligible for the historic tax credit?
For houses?
Yeah, for the state one is for both residential and non-residential.
Oh,
it's just
it was commercial.
Nope, the federal one is just commercial. But the state tax credit, it's a 30% tax credit on your rehabilitation expenses for anything that is qualified. So if you need to put on a new roof,
got one for you.
Yeah.
In fact, Jessica,
so
I wanted to ask you.
Keep
that
in mind that if this place ever needs any significant repairs,
yes,
you may be eligible to get a tax credit on the expenses for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my neighbor across the street, Mike Clifford,
mm-hmm,
he's the only one that I know has started. He has things on the roof, some stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's going. He has his own generator and everything, but they don't touch the outside of it.
Yeah.
But if you have interior work that needs to be done, say you have to put down new flooring or something that, basically anything that if you were to tip your house upside down, if it weren't to fall out, it's usually eligible for the credit as long as it is in keeping with the a compatible design
of
nature
course.
Of the original. So if you had to put up new wallboard, if you had to do any window repair work or work on any of your doors, things like that, it could potentially be eligible for a credit once your property is listed.
Okay, that's great.
Just let our tax man know that.
Yes.
Yep, there's a form that you get our office to fill out for you. And then you have to submit a form that tells us what your project was and what your expenses were. And then we fill out a form that your tax man turns in with your taxes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So the designation, it already is a tax savings.
Yes,
that's a property tax reduction. This is for a project. This is a separate program. Exactly.
That was my question.
Yep, it's like the expenses that go towards keeping up the house if there is a substantial rehabilitation project are eligible for a 30% tax credit just for the project expenses.
Yeah, I keep the
Yep.
That's right above and beyond our property tax.
Yeah, well, it's, I think, created with the knowledge that it can cost more to keep up a historic home, and it's incentivizing essentially keeping a historic home up.
How does that work in a planned community?
It's individual property owners still. As long as the property.
The common elements.
Get the robbed away.
So if you have like an HOA. And the HOA had substantial rehabilitation expenses,
to keep up the HOA for the built environment, like buildings and structures and things like that, then the HOA could do, so if they're in charge of like the roof, the decks and all of that, and they had a substantial project that they were going to do a number of homes all at the same time, then the HOA could be the main applicant, but then you can designate percentages of the tax credit to individual property owners. So if the HOA has like a main building, like a clubhouse that they were going to re-roof, but then like say 10 property owners were also going to re-roof, then all 11 entities, the HOA and then the 10 individual property owners, would all claim a percentage of the total expenses for the total re-roofing project for all the properties, if that makes sense. Yeah, and then we would give you a form with your percentage of that total. So whatever the tax credit was for the cost of removing your property. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow. That's great as well. Okay. So the next time there's a big assessment for roof for anything to do with the outside or the common elements.
Yeah, any of the properties that have been listed could be eligible for the tax credit. Because the assumption is that your HOA fees are going towards the larger budget that the HOA pays for those projects. And so it's not just the HOA as a private entity that's eligible for the credit, it's actually you individual property owners as well, because you've paid into a fund that goes to...
Right. Okay, well, that's great. That's able to happen.
Yeah, so if you guys have something like that, just ask them.
For sure, I will.
That's what you're saying. Heidi
Swenson, lives renting Cynthia Richards' house. She's one of the Walker family.
Okay.
She has a place on the main. See, I have three floors at Money Kai.
Wow.
There's an elevator that they call it a one-floor house because the first floor used to be just the garage.
Oh.
But now it's just a swimmer's lounge and all that business. And the third floor, all the piping and everything was. And from the elevator went up to the third floor, so all we had to do was add the toilet piece. It's a beautiful big room.
Okay.
But my son has been not remodeling it, but getting rid of rugs, putting things in. But he said he didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why he wouldn't. The taxes are terrible.
Out there, yes.
At Lenny Kai.
Yeah, I know.
They're worse.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for letting us see the house.
So will you leave me your phone number again? Because I've lost it.
I'll email you.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting us see it.
Yeah.
An interesting job.
Yes.
Everything's so different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Jessica.
Yes.
I just went to see a house 2 days ago, which we registered last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
On Kamehameha Avenue. It's a 1906 house.
Yeah.
And the tenants just moved out, so they have, I don't know what to do. They have the narrow oak floors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in terrible shape. But they're, so I don't know if they could get money to restore that. That would be tremendous.
Yeah.
And do you know anybody that does that flooring?
I'd have to look to see if we have anybody on our list of...
Okay.
We have like a very generic list of people that we've come across.
Mm-hmm. But they're doing a fairly major remodel on... Not remodel, but restore and refresh on the house.
You said the property is already listed?
Yes.
Then the project is likely eligible for that 50% credit.
Okay.
And it
so
doesn't
have
to be...
Contact you?
Have them contact Mary, because she runs the tax credit program.
Oh, okay.
And the work doesn't have to necessarily be an exact match. They have to remove original finishes and features.
Right, okay.
Just as long as it's compatible.
Yeah, and they're doing a lot of... termite repair underneath the flooring and so
on. And the same thing with the wood flooring, like if somebody comes in and they determine that the wood is too thin to do a total refinish, and it needs to be replaced. They can't find exact match in the place, they can find
he's out of town till 1st of December, so he'll call in.
Yeah. Just as a heads up too, Don, because we may not see you before the legislative cycle starts again, but the governor's office is going to put forward a bill to extend the tax credit program because it sunsets at the end of this year, meaning that any project that gets started this year will have through 2025 to claim their credit.
But they had to start it this year.
Yeah, but the governor's office is looking to extend the program in the next legislative cycle for at least another, I think, 5 or 10 years.
Okay, good.
And they're going to increase the budget because right now we have a $1 million cap.
Yeah, I remember
cap.
That. I figured that goes pretty fast, or is it going slow?
Well, we haven't been able people don't know about the program, so they haven't been using it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we'll get one project that might wipe it out, but...
Yeah.
So this new one is going to, like, raise the cap,
mm-hmm.
and it might set aside money just for single-family residential dwellings, so that a big project...
So right now, the single-family is allowed to...
Yes,
okay,
and it'll continue to be allowed.
Okay, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, what time is it?
I'm not sure. I
have... 10:48.
Oh, good, then, yeah. Cemetery at
the
and the cemetery, just to, you know, started in 1889. Then, in 1935, they built Hawaii Road around, and so there's part of the cemetery's up on the hill, and that's from 1935. The bone house was built then because they disinterred a couple hundred burials from the cemetery. They'll have that open for us today to look in. And so it's very much typical. It has a lot of Chinese styles, headstones, as well as a mixture of Western ones. And the guy will be talking, and maybe the second guy will be there too, Steve and Chuck. They're the last two for the society. And so it's total volunteer to manage the cemetery. And Steve is 70 years old. His son doesn't want to take on the responsibility. So he doesn't know what they're going to do with the cemetery. So he wants to get it registered. So start to get some kind of protection in place for it when there's nobody around. So, and there's a Hawaiian family on the back of the lot. That part of the cemetery I'm not registering. And essentially they get free rent in return for maintaining the cemetery.
Can you hold it? No, I did not hold it. How do I pause this thing? Oh. I figured it out. Huh? No, I paused it, I think. It should say hold. Damn it. How do I stop this? There's a button that says stop, and I can just press it, and it'll stop it, I think.
That's how those things usually work.
Are we following our good buddy?
He's our next stop.
Although he took off, so maybe I have to catch up.
Is it? It's Roosevelt. Is that going to be?
Let's double check.
Where is that typically before?
Stop. I'm just going to turn it off.
A fire went through at one point, and so a lot of wood headstones disappeared. So when they were trying, they were building the road, that wall all came in with the road.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay to drive over there.
Yeah.
bone house and send it to China because they want to have the remains back in your home village. When World War II came, that interrupted it, and then the communist takeover of China totally stopped it. And so a lot of the bones that are in here are ones that just either were uncovered, wound went in, or just never really got back to China. That's terrible, Jessica. I've had so many complaints about that.
What's wrong?
For to send testimony, people, it has the thing, and you try to send it, and it sends it to HiChris, and then people get all confused. And
okay.
So a lot of people are complaining to me, how do I send it? How do I send it?
And this is on our website where there's a link that's sending
agenda.
You to HiChris?
On the agenda. The agenda's email says DLNR intake. Something to send all the testimony to, and it flips you into HiChris, and it's just the generic page saying, "This is HiChris."
Oh, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, it's screwing up.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to try to figure out what's going on with that. I'm gonna have to meet with Mike and Frank because that's not right.
Yeah, so something is screwed up.
Would you like a copy?
Sure.
If we have
good.
If it wasn't a digital version, yeah.
Is it possible? Have you gotten a copy of this, Don?
Yes.
Do you know if?
I have. You sent.
Do you know if anybody? Have you submitted this to me or Mary? Have you emailed it to us? If you get it, could you email me, Mary, or Chandra, and we'll make sure it gets added to. Because we have so much testimony this meeting, we have a binder that we have to keep in the review board meeting for anybody from the public, and we'll be sure to add this. I'm going to try to remember to give this copy to her, but in case something happens to it.
Yeah, like an extra copy.
And then we can make the digital version, add it to the website. Yeah, and then we'll make sure that we post them to the website and add them to the binder.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I said, no, I better not give them Jessica's email.
No, yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, so anyway, this is the bone house we're just discussing. It's nice. I like the columns. They have little hampered edges and rather non-derivative Doric capital. And then inside.
If you have to do substantial work for spall repair or any structural shoring up, that work could potentially be eligible for the income tax credit.
Yeah, but they're not a profit.
That's right. Okay, then, yeah. That's different.
Yes.
Would you like to peer inside and see what goes up in the jars?
do it all the time. Don't talk about it all the time. Just pick a good representation.
Okay.
This is a good representation. It's the whole family. Some are wrapped in what looks like to me paper. Go ahead and peer inside. I've already asked them.
Yeah, thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you.
The tradition is you call 3 times and you say, may I visit?
Yeah.
And I've done that million times already when I come here. It took me 6 days to clean this up.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't doubt it. Yes, there were problems when I came here.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a mess. The ICOM family that I have a lease with, they were on their contract, they're supposed to maintain the columbarium, but they haven't. So that's an issue for me. It was really bad. Full of spider webs and lizard poop all over the jars, the floors, the walls. So I've cleaned these jars about 3 times already, because as you clean the shelves, all the dust falls down. And when you walked on the floor, you felt the crunch in your feet. It's all the lizard poop. You kind of amazing. I'm actually very proud. And, sure. I didn't change this box that I wanted people to see. Was eventually I have to put it, the remains in a jar. I have jars for it. But down this way, my showcase of suitcases. So this is how I have it. This one's empty, but these are all full. And if you just open it, rings and in it. You can come and look. It's important to see this. This has a full skeleton, bones and all. I'm a little shaky about moving it yet.
Sure,
yes. Yeah. So I just left it there. But if you get a ladder and peer inside, you see the whole skeleton. Recently, one of my volunteers went up there on the roof to clean it because, and I had a tree trimming company come. It was about $9,000 to trim the trees because the leaves fall on there and the water collects and it rots the roof. So we had that clean, but what I need to do is seal it because you can see the water marks.
Yeah, it still looks like it's wet.
Eventually, I would like to organize jars, but I'm hesitant because families come and they remember where their jar is. So if I move them, they might not be able to find it. It's like when you look for a grave on in the cemetery. Where was it now?
Yeah.
You have to make a map.
Yes.
Yeah. Organize the jars.
And some of the jars are already empty, so the remains were probably sent.
Walk around.
in?
Yeah, we can go up the bar. See the sort of row of stones, that's where the cemetery is. Okay, so on the map I just drew a line. Here below is Chinese Christian Church Cemetery. And then over there, an old Hawaiian cemetery.
Yes.
Separate cemeteries owned by other people. This up here is not. This is the Awe Society.
Yes.
That's their cemetery. But we go up these steps and to the right is
part of that's part of it.
Yes. So we go forward.
Where this sign is very designated for what you know?
Don't.
Okay.
I just know they registered.
Because I mean, yeah, because it looks like a garden of it.
Well, it used to be, I want to say the parcel of land used to be all of this. And then when the territory took over and they took the garden, they took all of the land. Because it wasn't all garden, but it was all crown land. And then they blatantly turned the garden, which was a public garden, into a cemetery.
Although, here, this was acquired in 1889.
Yeah.
By a royal patent. Or not by a royal patent. It actually was, Hawaiians owned the land, and the society acquired it. I can't find the document.
In 1889?
Listed. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know that the Crown Land maps from the 1900s has essentially this whole section being crowned. So I'm not sure when they would have deeded it over.
Because it was, I traced back, I found family that got the land by a royal.
Diggers and to the people who set the foundation, and then the people who purchase the headstone and create it and install it. And then my big job is to make sure it's in the right place.
Yes. Writing on the bone house translated.
No.
But some of it, I asked around three different people from China. This means this. Oh, this one is something spiritual. I don't know.
All different, right?
Yeah. But one's about happiness. And, I think I put it in the nomination.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah, I sent you the nomination, didn't I?
Oh, was it all that small print?
Probably.
Oh, I didn't know. Yes. I thought it was more technical.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought it with me. I can probably give it to you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I would love to read it.
Yeah. Yeah, so they figured out around 3/4 on my own. Yeah, I forget. I have it in the car.
They have a boathouse too.
Yes, you said
the road
very
went
small.
Through their cemetery.
Nick, do you remember Ken Hayes from Army?
I'm okay.
It's not the best nomination. I think that we could definitely get it in the National Register. I think it just needs to be rewritten. But yeah, a lot of the larger trees and bushes are like the controversial royal flower garden.
Like the hollow.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been writing about it for a chapter of my dissertation because I'm comparing it to Mount Vernon, like the treatment of this to the treatment of Mount Vernon. Because what happened here happened so close to when Mount Vernon was saved.
Build the fence because we had several trees that the roots were knocking down the wall and the fence to the Chinese Christian cemetery. So we put in a new fence. This is part of the property.
Come and plant plants to propagate the garden, right? And it was meant for the public to come and cultivate flowers.
You're from about that area there, right?
Yeah, this used to be Queen Liliuokalani's Royal Flower Garden.
And I saw them come and plant.
Yeah,
and it was new.
They
came from the halal, right up above our own house.
Yeah,
they all come down and.
They're trying, yeah. There's an effort to try to restore at least some of the Royal Flower Garden back.
They're super nice.
Yeah.
They're super nice. They come down and they actually helped to rescue one of my workers who was cutting a tree. The tree fell on him. A little girl was walking by and my sister said, "Go get help." She ran down. Clyde Akal was there and he called the people there working in the garden.
Interesting the way that land turns, right?
I think in the incorporation papers, 1889, they purchased the land for $10,000. So you say it was Hawaiians that owned the land?
It used to be, like, a huge parcel of land in this area used to be crown lands in the 1900s. And then a portion of it was used to make the Royal Flower Garden here. And from the records, Don is talking about the land transfer for a portion of it to become extensive. But this portion of it was a flower garden. And I think the back portion of it had been undeveloped when the territorial government took over. And then the territorial government took all of the remaining crown lands here, including the flower garden. And they destroyed the flower garden and turned it into a cemetery.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Because they didn't like that the flower garden was the queen's flower garden. At least that's the story I've been told.
Wow.
So, anyway, it was a public flower garden for the public to grow flowers in.
You know, I once considered the possibility of turning over the cemetery to the Aikals.
Yeah.
Because they're Hawaiians, they've been on the property more than 50 years caring for it. It's still on the table, still in consideration. But the key is, will they maintain the cemetery?
Yeah.
And part of my thoughts were, if I could get on the National Register or the State Register, it would protect the bone house and the cemetery. Then I have a little more peace of mind to maybe turn it over to the ICOMs. The last thing I want to do is kick them off the property. This is home for them. And now that you say it was originally the case.
Well, I mean, if that was something that would benefit everybody, there are mechanisms that you could put in place on a land transfer or a sale of land, like putting in a preservation covenant or an easement. And a preservation covenant might restrict the new property owner from doing anything on a certain parcel of the land. It would also potentially require them to preserve a certain section of the land. Something like an easement might set aside a certain portion of the land so that people, like visitors, can come and use that portion of the land, even though technically the property may belong to a private property owner. Like, there's a couple different legal mechanisms you can put in place if that was something that you all wanted to do. That would further add a layer. Yeah.
You know, I was having all those thoughts, but I don't know an attorney. Mm-hmm. Do you know of an attorney?
What I might recommend, if you guys are really interested in doing this, is maybe reach out to Kirsten Faulkner at Historic Hawaii Foundation, because they hold sometimes these land covenants and easements for private property owners, and she might be able to put you in touch with some of the legal, like, land use lawyers that they have worked with to develop preservation covenants and easements as just like a preliminary sort of consultation sort of thing. So I might recommend reaching out to Kirsten Faulkner at Historic Hawaii Foundation and letting them know that that might be something you're interested in doing, and seeing if they can give you some information, because that's part of what they do, is public outreach and giving information to members of the public who want to preserve their property.
But one of the other concerns is cobwebs and geckos and that sort of thing, which wouldn't be covered under, right?
I mean, it could potentially, if there was a preservation covenant in place or a preservation agreement in place for the new landowner that they got to take ownership of the property, but they were responsible for the care and maintenance of the facilities. And then if they didn't hold to that, usually the language says something like the land can revert back to the original owners, or the original owners can find new tenants or new owners of the land that will care for. Like, there's a preservation sort of covenant tied to Irwin Park by the Mattson, is it the Mattson family? Where the city is supposed to uphold that land as a public park. And if they don't, it reverts back to the Mattson family, and then the Mattsons can find a new owner for the park that will care and maintain it.
Public parking lot?
Yeah. So whatever, yeah. I mean, it's up to, it would be up to you and your lawyers to set the contract in place with the new owners of how you want the agreement to go and how it works for you. You could conceivably put in a responsibility of the property owners to care and maintain.
We do have contingencies like that in our contract with the ICOMs.
Yeah.
For instance, if they fail to care for the columbarium, we can increase their lease rent.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually terminate the contract if they fail in their responsibilities. But that's something I don't want to do. Because for what they provide for the cemetery, even if they fail in the columbarium, but they cut the grass, I'm still solvent. I'm still above water. If I don't have them, I can't get this one.
Yeah.
Plus, they're great watchdogs of the property. If a stranger comes into the property, they get in their cars and they drive up to them and they ask, "Who are you? What are you doing here?"
Yeah.
That's good information. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
so much luck.
Cool.
Continue to look.
We're not earning anymore?
I don't know, but I'm going to have the reporter on since there's three of you to get gathered while I go move the car for this kind gentleman.
Okay. Two sculptors, one was the gem, and the other one was the fish. Well, I don't know if what the fish are. Those are gone.
That fountain in Kailua every single day.
They're on the highway there?
Yeah, kind of by the Y.
Yeah.
And there's a park there.
Is it running now or not?
No.
Apparently it was like what I'm told from people that have been around for a while, it was like a weekly thing to fill it with like bubble bath and laundry detergent and dye. And I don't think it was the maintaining of the pipes, it was just they got tired of cleaning all the water out.